Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is Inauguration Day in Missouri, and we are joined now by Andy Blunt, the chair of incoming Governor Mike Kehoe's big event. Andy, good morning, and thanks for being with us on KMOX.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Debbie. It's good to talk to you this morning. It's an exciting day for Missouri.
It is. It's also a cold one, so everybody will have to bundle up.
Sorry we couldn't continue yesterday's beautiful weather for today.
Well, it's as you pointed out, though, Debbie, it's going to be sunny, and that helps a lot. And so it will be cold, but people will be dressed for the occasion. I'm certain of it.
What time do you get going today, Andy? What's the first thing on the schedule?
Well, the first thing on the schedule is a salute to heroes. We inaugurations have traditionally started with a parade. But Governor-elect Kehoe is a big supporter of not only our military, but our first responder community. So he's having a little bit of a unique event this morning. It's going to be in the Capitol at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a salute to heroes event. And they're going to recognize, folks from first responder communities, from the military, et cetera. And it should be a fantastic event.
Okay. So that's in lieu of the parade.
That's in lieu of the parade. You are correct.
Okay, so everyone will be inside, so that's good news.
There you go. We're starting off on the right sheet, right?
Yeah. And then when does Mike Kehoe officially get sworn in?
The ceremony will start around 11:30, and by tradition, the governor takes the oath of office right after the bells toll at St. Peter's Cathedral at 12 o'clock sharp. So. That's when that should happen, and so he will become governor at high noon today.
And Andy, there are others that will also take oaths of office, aren't there?
That's right. Missouri has a full new slate of statewide office holders, with the exception of Attorney General Bailey, who was reelected, but a new state treasurer, and the state treasurer who was also reelected. But we have a new lieutenant governor, David Wassinger, and the new Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins.
And
All those folks will take the oath of office today, shortly, right before Governor-elect Kehoe, with him taking the oath of office at noon.
Is this a ticketed event? Can anybody go? Like, if people are thinking, I would like to attend an inauguration, can they just show up?
Anybody can show up to any of the events today, including they can show up to the Salute to Heroes event. They can show up to the swearing in ceremony. We'll have plenty of seating, or make seating available for them. They can go from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock and actually walk through the governor's mansion and meet Mike and Claudia and congratulate them and get a picture taken. And then they can go to the inaugural ball this evening. So there's no tickets. We've tried to make this as open, as accessible to everybody as possible.
How about that? We have a boy who grew up in St. Louis and the Budweiser Clydesdales as part of the festivities as well. That's a very St. Louis-themed inauguration, although that is a tradition, isn't it? How long have the Clydesdales been involved?
Well, you know, I'm not sure the Clydesdales have been to the inauguration before. If they are, that's a recent development. But I think it's partially in recognition of Mike's St. Louis heritage. This is really a great thing for St. Louis and the St. Louis community. You know, Missouri rarely elects governors from St. Louis. We elect a lot of senators from St. Louis, but we rarely elect governors from St. Louis. And so it's a tremendous thing for the area. Chaminade High School graduate, somebody that's still deeply involved in the community up there and cares very much about St. Louis. And really, I think some of the first things you'll see as on the official side are things that involve public safety and crime, and really trying to solve some of the challenges that the area is facing today.
Well, how about that? So the world-famous Clydesdales making a rare appearance. I like that.
Now, Andy, they are.
You are the brother of former Governor Matt Blunt and the son of former Senator Roy Blunt, correct?
That is correct.
So you've known
40 years ago. Yeah, 40 years ago, I watched my father get sworn into office. 20 years ago, I chaired my brother's inauguration when he became governor in 20, and then today, we will all be there today to support Governor-elect Kehoe, though, and Claudia Kehoe.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm in denial that that was 20 years ago that Matt Blunt was sworn in, but whatever. But I was going to say, you've known a politician or two, so in, say, the next 30, 45 seconds we have left, what can you tell us about Mike Kehoe as a politician or a person?
Well, look, as a Mike Kehoe is first a person, and he is a friend. He is somebody that works hard. He is somebody that cares about every single person in the room. He wants to. Nobody works harder than him on a daily basis. I tell people that that Mike is always the last guy out of the room. And he explained to me that was because he was always trying to figure out if somebody might need a car. So he wanted to talk to everybody. But he is a tremendous person and really has a deep, deep sense of mission to serve all of Missourians. And he is excited about getting started today.
And the oath of office administered by Senator Roy Blunt, I will say, having met Senator Blunt and having gotten to know Mike Kehoe, there are similarities between the two in how they treat people, Andy.
Well, I feel the same way. They both want to accomplish a result, and they both want to make a difference, and they both realize the value in working with all sorts of different people from different backgrounds to get that done.
Andy Blunt, thanks so much for the time this morning. We know we have a busy day ahead.
Thank you for having me, and good to talk to you.
Same to you. The chair of Governor Mike Kehoe's big event today is Andy Blunt joining us here on KMOX.